Yeah, we're just heading over the River Lea here, on one of the temporary bridges. There are about seven temporary bridges that span some of the waterways in the park. Just to go back to the Velo Park then, the design for the Velo Park was created by a competition which was judged by world-renowned architects and designers and four-times gold medalist Chris Hoy. And the velodrome itself, which is the indoor piece of the site, has been designed specifically so that it's going to be able to set some records in 2012. So the geometry of the track and the environmental and temperature conditions are all being designed so that hopefully we'll get some good records and hopefully some more gold medals for Team GB.
Just like Herne Hill.
Just over here now on the left. Unfortunately, the door is closed, so you can't actually see. But during the daytime, you can see that the bowl of the velodrome has already been excavated, and a lot of the work's happening on either side. Some of you probably remember that the Velo Park is being built on the site of the former Eastway cycle circuit, which is a very big sort of cycling location for people in London. I see we've got one cyclist on the bus. But the intention is that after the Games, the Velo Park will be open to the public. We'll be adding a cross-country and a mountain bike, cross-country and a road cycling circuit as well.
And in the meantime, there's nowhere for the Eastway cyclist to race. Their track was taken away and it's not been replaced.
Just to the south of the velodrome, so on your left now, is going to be the site of the basketball arena. And that's going to host the preliminaries in the basketball competition, the actual semi-finals and finals, which are very big events if you think about how popular basketball is in China, say, and the USA. That's going to be in the North Greenwich Arena, or the O2. It's also going to be the venue for wheelchair basketball and also wheelchair rugby. That's going to be a temporary venue, actually. It's quite interesting that not all the venues on the Olympic Park are going to be permanent, because obviously we don't need that many permanent buildings. So the basketball arena will be taken down after use and it will be reconstructed in different parts of the UK. We're going to stop here just for a little while because you can see three really interesting sites from here. So over on the left, you can see where all the white cranes are and the tall concrete structures, and then the area in front of that with the porter cabins and the porter cabins off to the right there. This is the site of the Olympic Village. So this is going to be the home for 16,500 Olympians and Paralympians and athletes during Games time. It's being built on the site of former student accommodation for the University of East London. It's going to have all the facilities that they need, so state-of-the-art accommodation. As you can see from the height of the lift shafts, they're actually fairly high, but they're going to be all accessible through lifts, so people in wheelchairs and so on will be able to use them. And they're going to have an excellent view over the Olympic Park and the venues. As I mentioned earlier, the Olympic Village has been chosen, has been sited specifically, so it makes it very easy for athletes to get into the park and to their competitions. After the Games, the Olympic Village is going to be converted into permanent residential accommodation. So it's going to be changed into about 3,000 two, three and four bedroom houses. You've probably heard that recently, given the economic conditions, that we were originally looking for private funding for that project for the use of the Olympic Village after the Games, and now the budget is going to be met by the Olympic delivery budget. So the government will then be able to leverage the sale of the apartments after the Games. Another feature actually after the Games, we're going to be opening a school with 1,800 places for children 3 to 18 called Chobham Academy that will open its doors in September 2013. If you look over now to this way, to the right, you can probably make out there's a very low glass box, which I'm sure you already know about, but this is the site of Stratford International Station. So the station itself is already completed and trains are flying through. It's actually due as a station to open at the end of this year when there'll be a high-speed domestic service to Kent. But it's really crucial for the Games themselves because during Games time the domestic service will be suspended and we will be running a high-speed train called the Javelin from St Pancras in central London right through to Stratford International Station, so right at the gateway of the park. And that can do the journey in 7 minutes, which is pretty amazing when you think how long it took us to get here tonight. And that reaches a speed of about 140 miles an hour. It's a little bit like the bullet train in Japan. So bringing 25,000 passengers an hour into the park. And also we'll connect with Eurostar. There's going to be a new terminal in Ebbsfleet in Kent. So if you're coming from the continent, this will be your gateway into the park.